Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Dogs and Men podcast. I am glad you are here. This is the show where you learn to let your dog lead you back to love.
Hey guys, what the hell? How are you? What's going on? What? I can't hear you. Oh, right on. Woohoo! Oh, I'm sitting here in front of the fire this morning. It's, 17 degrees out. We got snow on the ground. And that's freaking awesome. I love it. I live in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I get all four seasons, right? It's beautiful. I don't always like the winter time. You know, I don't like cleaning up the cars and shoveling and all that stuff so much, but it's part of living where I live, right? So I accept that I have to do those things. Like, I have to split firewood. I have to, you know, take a log and turn it into kindling. I have to clean the wood-burning stove. So I accept that all of this is a part of the lifestyle that I enjoy. You know, I look out the back here. I back up to 38 acres currently, and it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, but I have to do some work to be able to live here, and I accept that. So that's what I wanted to talk to you all about today. Acceptance is such a huge, huge piece of how we can live a better way, how we can live this exceptional life that we're all striving for. Oh, so last time we talked about taking responsibility, and this ties directly into it. Because even if we want something to be different, it's difficult for us to create that change if we don't accept how things actually are, right? Just because you want it to show up different, you want your life to be different, if you don't accept where you are, then it's more challenging, let's say, to take responsibility for what needs to happen, basically, what changes need to be made. If you can't get to that place of understanding that, then we flounder and we'll choose the same direction, we'll choose the same behavior and wonder why things aren't changing. So acceptance. Oh, this one hurts sometimes. Yeah. I mean, can you accept that you absolutely maybe suck in romantic relationships? That things start off well and something happens soon and you just can't keep it going, right? Can you accept that maybe you don't have certain skills in certain places? You know, it relates to work. It relates to the way things go with your dog. You know, can you accept that your dog just is as they are in any given moment? Maybe there's a behavior that drives you fucking bonkers. Well, just accept it. I'm not saying don't do anything about it, but in that moment, just accept that A, B, or C happened. Okay, what can I do from this place? Instead of just getting angry and reacting, what can I do differently? Well, when I accept that it happened, because of course it did, right? If it didn't happen, you wouldn't be uncomfortable. But accept that it happened, whatever it is. And this can be a romantic relationship. This could be, family. Oh my God, family. Biggest triggers. Just accept it. So let's look at the flip side of this for a minute. Think about all the freaking cool, majorly awesome things that have happened in your life. Maybe places you've been to, activities you've done. Maybe you are a skier, a climber. Maybe you're a painter. I mean, whatever it is, something else that you've created, this experience in your life, accept that you were a part of this creation, of this amazing thing, this amazing feeling, right? So you don't just accept the stuff that you don't like, accept that you were part of the creation of something amazing, right? We forget about that shit. We get caught up in our, you know, grumpy, angry discomfort. We forget about all the things that maybe we helped make amazing. We helped somebody with something. We gave somebody some love when they needed it, right? Accept that you were a part of that as well, okay? So let's come a little more from that place. Give yourself some kudos. Work on accepting one little uncomfortable thing about, maybe it's about yourself. Like me, my hair's leaving me. it's just saying, okay, I'm gone. I'm out of here. We're taking off. And that's just the way it is. You know, I still get insecure about it. I feel uncomfortable about it, but I do something about it. Also, I cut my hair super short so it doesn't bother me as much. Okay. So that's still an insecurity I have. What else? I'm not fit like I used to be. Right. But I accept that. I still enjoy doing stuff that I want to do. I can go hiking with my partner and snowshoeing and do these amazing things. But I'm not the superman that I used to be. And that's okay, right? That's okay. I don't have to be. There was an identity that I had of myself as being able to do all these amazing things. And I don't do a lot of them anymore. And I'm not capable physically of doing them a lot anymore. And that's okay. I accept that. You know, I could put more time and effort into being fit. But that's not as important to me anymore. You know, I can still do super cool, fun, amazing things. And I accept that I have changed. That's another thing. Everything changes. Everything changes. Everyone changes. You know, everybody's going to die. Let's dive into that. Your dog is going to die, right? It's just a truth. You are going to die. Your parents, your friends, loved ones, people you like or dislike, they are all going to die. We're all going to leave this existence in this form at some time. It's like taxes. You don't like them, but can you accept that they're a necessary part of life? A necessary lesson? You know, I don't like the idea of giving my money to somebody, but if it helps somebody else, there you go. And I accept that that's part of what I have to do in order to earn money. I have to give some of it to somebody else for things that they provide. Now, what else can you accept? Can you accept that your car broke down and it's going to cost you money? Can you accept that you're in a job you don't necessarily like, but you're willing to do whatever it is right now to help get you through? Can you accept that you need to make a change in your relationship, whether it's work harder on the relationship you're in or leave a relationship you're in? You know, you are only where you are because of your willingness to accept where you are and make another choice or decision based on that. You know, life's just going to be uncomfortable at times. It just is. Accept it. Accept that you're going to fuck up. Accept that you're going to fail at something. Accept that maybe you're going to learn a really good lesson from whatever that was, right? You know, guys, we shame ourselves and we beat ourselves up over the most ridiculous things. Accept that. And then choose differently next time or feel differently next time. There's such an emotional charge with all these things that happen in our lives. And most men are just not emotionally intelligent, right? Well, we weren't raised to be. We weren't trained to do that, to be that way. But you can choose differently now. You can choose to be an emotional Einstein if you want to, and you can create something different for yourself, but that's for you to do. And it all comes from this place of acceptance. So just sit for a minute. Think about where you're going to walk your dog, hook up the leash, head out, and let your dog lead you somewhere new, right? That's where the gold is. Accept what your dog is trying to show you. Accept a different way. as simple as it seems, this is extremely powerful. Accept that your dog can show you something completely fucking amazing. Have a great one, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Love you. Can you sit just for a minute? You hear the call back to love. Is it time to let your dog lead? For some awesome gear for humans, ways to help others, and a link to learn more about my work, please visit www.luckyhooman.com. Aho.